So, as a pet owner, what role does your animal play in your life?
An important one.
Yeah.
Gets me out, so I get plenty of exercise.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Definitely. She gets, have a way of getting you out.
She has probably 2 hours a day of good walking every day, and it does me good and her.
Yeah. I agree. They definitely help you get into a different routine that you would normally fall into.
Come rain or shine, we're out with it.
So you would say that it has a positive effect on your lifestyle and your routine and health?
Yes, definitely.
And within your house, how do you interact with your dog?
She has the run of the house. The only stipulation is that she sleeps in her basket in the kitchen at night. She's not allowed upstairs in the bedroom, but the rest of the day, I mean, the bedroom, the door is shut, so she can't go in there anyhow, but anywhere about the house, she's free to roam.
Yeah, we have a similar arrangement with our dogs. They have their place to stay, and then there are other places.
She's part of the family.
And would you say that having a dog interferes with human-to-human conversation and interaction?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
The only downside is holidays. As much as I've only just got back today from Norway. Been around the fields. So we don't like kennels. Don't think it suits her.
I agree,
so
I find them.
Finding somebody who'll look up, who we can trust to look after it. And unfortunately, with my stepson at the moment can. So that's where she went. The kennels were not in favour of. She will go if need be, but only as a last resort.
Yeah. What affection or interaction with that the dog gives you do you find most engaging? Like when they come and give you a ball, they want to play, or?
She was a rescue dog.
Oh, her too.
She didn't know how to play when we got her. She hadn't got a clue. You threw a ball, she just looked at it. So she will, if you throw a stick or a ball now, she'll go and get it, but she won't give you it back. She'll chew the stick to bits and carry the ball.
And how did you help the dog adapt as a rehome home dog to a new routine?
She'd obviously had a good, I don't know about good, but she's obviously had been well trained, because we never had any issues with her at home. She never disgraced herself at home when we got her, so she was well behaved in that respect.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's just this dog likes to play, but that dog similarly was a rehome dog, but she came from a very bad condition. They clipped her tail, and she's afraid of children.
Yeah, well, this one doesn't like children.
Yeah.
So we're in 2 weeks' time, we've got some grandchildren coming to stay for the weekend. Again, she'll have to go off to the stepsons for the weekend, because we just can't trust her with young children.
Oh.
And it's not worth it. And obviously we don't know why, because she is a rescue dog.
Yeah. My sister is actually going into zoology. She works a lot with animals. What she's put her through is a routine, like a fixed routine. And she slowly introduces the dog to other members over time. It just, they don't handle it well when the dog is very social.
Yeah.
It's like it's too much all at once for them to take in. But this one, on the other hand, is very playful. Loves.
She's not frightened of any other dog. She has a tendency to nip ears sometimes, because she doesn't want to fight. She just wants to run and play normally.
Yeah, this one too. This one just doesn't care about the size of the dog. It can be twice the size. It can be a giant Great Dane. It doesn't matter. For people who can't have dogs in city areas.
Hi.
Hello. For people who can't have dogs in city areas, there's a lot of interest to take up digital pets that's developing to be able to look after them. And I'm looking into that not so much as a substitute for dogs, but a lot of it is gaining interest with younger generations, stuff like from Star Wars, having your own droid, and characters like Wall-E from children's things, the idea of having a little robot to look after. What interactions would you say that this would have that would be similar to a dog?
No, it can't be.
Can't be?
No, no, it can't be. And then you get so much affection from that dog that you could... And she repays everything we give her. She repays it. Don't you, girl? Eh?
I agree. It's very difficult because, dogs, they give so much. They're such warm and just welcome you into the family.
Yeah, just come and sit. Come and sit with you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Right,
it's
no problem.
Really helped.
No problem.